The NAAE Teacher of the Year in the Region 5 goes to an FFA advisor and agricultural educator from Georgia, Nelson McCracken. Tell us about your FFA chapter back at home.
Yes, sir. The FFA chapter I have back at home is a middle school program. I actually have been at Bagley Middle School for the past 3 years, and it's been a very successful and rewarding period of time that I've been there. But in fact, this year I have been moved to the high school. We're growing our program. Some of the benefits that we've reaped from that middle school program have helped us grow the numbers that are in our high school program, and now we're able to have a two-teacher department at North Murray High School.
How does someone get nominated for this position, and how does it feel to be the NAAE Teacher of the Year for your region?
Well, it's very rewarding. There's lots of great teachers, not only within my own state, but in the Southeast. And to be chosen as one of the regional winners for National FFA and National Association of Agriculture Education is very rewarding. The process goes, you develop a application, which is quite extensive. It's about a 10-page application, and then it's judged in our state by the NAAE staff. Board of directors are the ones that look over and review those applications, and then we're selected in our current state, and then those are sent on regionally, and then we compete against each of the respective states in those regions.
Now, what made you first want to get involved with agricultural education and FFA? What was your upbringing, and what led you to this path?
Yes, sir. That's a very good question. I remember vividly my dad and I, probably wasn't the best place for him to start talking about agriculture education, but we were in a tobacco patch, and it was a really hot day, and he was telling me about his experiences in FFA. I was fixing to be a freshman in high school, but that particular hot day, I didn't realize that the rewarding experiences that I would receive in FFA would lead to a career that I have today. I'm one of the first persons in my family to ever attend college. The successes I've had in my career and the opportunities that I've had would not be impossible if it would not have been for agriculture education. I'm very fortunate of that and to be able to provide those opportunities for young people. And it's been hundreds that I've hopefully been able to serve over my career, and it's been very rewarding for myself.
Now, if you had a young student who was thinking about teaching agriculture like what you do now, what would you tell them? What would you advise them?
That's a good question. Also, we have several high-caliber students that are in our FFA chapter that aspire to be agriculture teachers, and that's a great feeling, and it's a great testimony. I have the fortune to work with my wife as well, who's the other agriculture teacher at the high school that I'm in, and it's really rewarding for us. And some of the advice that we talk to them about, we talk to them about the future of agriculture education, the direction that it's headed. Where we're at now. This day and time, students tend to grow up a whole lot earlier, and there's a lot more opportunities for students, like dual enrollment, move on when ready. A lot of students are taking college classes while they're in high school, and that's something that I think that we're going to have to deal with as a national organization to be able to succeed in the future and to be able to build our numbers. So really, I think that focus needs to be on our national organization maybe focusing on more middle school and junior high programs, maybe starting these students as early as seventh grade to be able to plant that seed earlier. So I'd like to see that those new agriculture teachers continue to strive and push for that in the future.
Well, congratulations to you. What an honor to be one of the NAAE Teacher of the Year for the Southern Region there in Region 5. That was Nelson McCracken. He's a 25-year teacher from Georgia. So certainly congratulations to you once again. Bryce Duskid reporting.